First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Christina Traeger wrote about a timeless lesson she learned early on.
While sitting in my dorm on a late Thursday night, I can hear them. The alcohol brings out their immaturity, boisterous hollers, and brave attitudes. I too once wandered around drunken and have definitely had my share of hangovers. Then I met someone who brought out my better side. He helped me to see that the future was a lot more important than my temporary pleasures. Now I sit studying on those late Thursday nights. I wonder, how many of those drunk students will be too brave or feel too invincible? How many of them will decide to jump into a car and take a drive to the nearest 24-hour food chain? How many will learn too late that drinking and driving don't mix? I know from personal experience. My dad was selfish enough to kill himself, leaving a wife and three young children behind by drinking and driving. My last memory of my dad was sitting in the hospital waiting room, begging to see my daddy, but they refused to let me see him. My mom didn't want me to see my dad, all bloody and battered with tubes sticking out everywhere. Instead, my last picture of him is of us playing in the pool, laughing and having a good time. My only regret about not being able to see him in the hospital is that I never got to say goodbye. How many brave students will die before they learn drinking just isn't worth it?
Christina Traeger wrote this when she was a student at Cal State Monterey Bay. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Margie Kern-Marshall, Guy Lanier, and Mathilde Rand.